Then come with me, Sigurd, and I will give you the sword. Taking the weapon from the chest in which it lay, she handed it to the eager boy. When Sigurd saw the sword, he cried out in joy. Oh, well have you kept it, mother. Now these pieces shall be welded together, and my father's sword will be mine. So once more Sigurd went down to the smithy. This is the sword which I shall carry with me, Regan, he said. Mend it for me, as you promised. Regan took the pieces of the sword and went into the smithy. When he had welded them together, he gave the weapon to the boy, saying, This sword will never fail you. Sigurd took the sword in his hand, and lifting it high in the air, brought it down upon the anvil with all his strength. The sword cut through the anvil and did not break. Then Sigurd laughed aloud in his joy, for he knew that he had the strongest sword in the world. The next day Sigurd went to King Alf and told him that he was about to start on a journey. I go to slay a cruel dragon and to gain the treasure which he guards, said Sigurd. The monster is fierce and has killed many people. No one can pass through the land in which he lives. Then go, Sigurd, said the king. Do not be afraid, for you have great strength, and I know that you will win the victory. Sigurd kills the dragon. Early in the morning, Sigurd mounted his horse and set out on the road, which Regan told him he must take.